If you're steeped in blues and gospel, you may know of the Reverend Gary Davis. He was an African-American singer and guitar player whose finger-picking style influenced guitarists like Bob Dylan and Bob Weir of the Grateful Dead. Some of his students went on to major careers in American roots music. And as John Kalis reports, one former student has made it his life's work to pass Davis's teachings on to the next crop of musicians.
Reverend Gary Davis settled in New York in the 1940s, where he sang on the streets of Harlem and taught at his home. Stephen Grossman was 15 when he started studying with the blind Baptist minister. The year was 1960.
I called him up and I said, "Reverend Davis, I'd like to have a lesson with you." And he said, "No problem. Bring your money, honey. Come on up on Saturday."
The lessons often lasted all day. For 3 years, Grossman went to Reverend Davis's home, a shack in the Bronx. He often brought a tape recorder with him.
First 12-string guitar I run across in 1920. No hotel or one before.
Well, were they old Stellas?
Yeah.
If someone was writing a book about you, Reverend Davis, about the way you played guitar, what would you want them to write about?
Well, you see, you got three hands to a guitar and two to a piano.
You wouldn't tell them anymore?
That's the greatest hit.
Two of Davis's best-known songs were covered by a number of best-selling artists. Here's a recording of Davis performing "Death Don't Have No Mercy" in the mid-1960s.
Death don't have no mercy in the land. Death don't have no mercy in the land.
Among the prominent performers who studied with Reverend Gary Davis are Ry Cooder, Janis Ian, and the Grateful Dead's Bob Weir. Again, Stephen Grossman.
There were a lot of people who took one lesson, but there was a handful of us who really spent time with Reverend Davis, personal time. And we were like grandchildren to him. And he treated us with such warmth and such care, you couldn't ask for anything more.
The great guitar player David Bromberg remembers a performance of his at a small Greenwich Village club. Stephen Grossman was there with Reverend Davis in the audience when the Reverend got up and started preaching.
He stood up and gave a sermon in the middle of the audience. I can't remember all of it, but it began, "I have no children, but I have sons." So the Reverend claimed me and Stephen. It made me feel wonderful.
Grossman's Guitar Workshop website features videos that teach fingerpicking. Many of the titles focus on the music of African-American artists of the 1920s and 30s. There are also hours of recordings Grossman made of Reverend Gary Davis at his home, church, and a folk music club. Here's the Reverend talking about one of his more prominent students, Blind Boy Fuller.
Fuller used to come up every day for me to teach him how to play guitar.
Well, where'd you learn from? Did anyone teach you?
No, I practiced, took it up myself.
Grossman's guitar lessons were initially distributed on reel-to-reel audio tape via snail mail. But today, after more than 50 years, the lessons can be downloaded as videos. That's also how the technology evolved at Homespun Music Instruction, which was founded by Happy Traum.
There are people all over the world that love this kind of music, but they're isolated. Maybe they'll go to a festival, and then they come home from the festival, and they're all fired up, and they say, "Now what do I do?" So I think in those cases, this is a perfect outlet for people to get this kind of instruction.
The playback software used for instructional guitar videos allows aspiring fingerpickers to easily slow down material they're learning, something that was much harder to do with a vinyl record back in the 20th century. But no matter how you learn, the important thing, says Grossman, is that the music itself be handed down to a new generation of players.
My role is as a bridge. I want to pass it on, the joy of playing this music, to others, just as Reverend Davis passed it on to me.
For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.